This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3's well protected. Going to throw, and it's bobbled, but then caught by Kamara, and he goes into the end zone. He bobbled it and then caught it, and he does a Florida leap. In the Girard Street end zone for an 18-yard score. He's the special man. Let him have it.
One of the many touchdowns in that incredible comeback last year for the Saints over Washington. They have a history, these two teams, at least recently here, and we expect another good one today. There's a lot of hype around the Breeze record, a lot of talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
But, Steve, these players will tell you, and this coaching staff will tell you, this is going to be a battle tonight.
Well, look, I can tell you that first and foremost, it's going to be a huge battle tonight. Look, it's... Both these offenses are some high-powered deals. Look, Alex Smith is a guy we've seen over the years in different teams and whatnot, but, man, it's an accurate guy that is also a guy that can flat get it done with – he's a threat with his legs. So he's always a problem. At the same time, he's accurate as he can possibly be. It kind of goes unnoticed, but he's as functional as he can possibly be. And then you've got –
Well, that's what I'm chicken about. We're going to talk what you're chicken about next hour. What I'm chicken about is him.
Well, yeah, look, I get that part of it. But, look, I can just tell you right now that, you know, they've got a guy over there in Adrian Peterson, you know, that was with us for a short time and really had, you know, the emergence of Alvin Kamara pretty much, you know, signaled to him anyway and to everybody else that, look, at this point it wasn't going to be a good fit because they weren't going to get rid of Kamara. And he was the future, and look, Peterson knew that, and I don't think there was any you know hard feelings taken away from that. But he's not that kind of guy that is going to sit back and sort of share the carries with everybody else like they have down here. He's a guy that you know sort of wants to get the lion's share of the carries wherever he goes, and that's the way you can utilize him and get him to use best. But look, if he gets going, we can be in for a long day. And the fact that, look, that guy, you think he's got a lot in the tank, he still's got a lot in the tank. I saw it firsthand. There's nothing wrong with him, and it's going to be a problem to stop him.
This is the Acadian Windows fans' first take on WWL, Acadian Windows official home window company of the Houdat Nation. And we are live today out at Rouse's Market downtown at 701 Barone Street. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, also brought to you today by Mission Foods. Got a lot of nice Mission Foods chips and tortillas. I actually use these all the time when I cook. But they've been cooking up authentic Mexican products for over 40 years. Flour, spinach, and tomato wraps you can load up with fillings. And they make flour, soft corn, whole wheat tortillas, which are great for everything from soft tacos to enchiladas and fajitas. So come out and say hi. We are here till 5 o'clock at Rouse's at 701 Barone. Thanks to store manager Jeremy and also Tim Acosta, head of marketing and advertising for Rouse's, for setting us up here today. So you talked about the running back situation here. Well, it's getting better for the Saints because, Steve, Mark Ingram is returning. Yeah. And the big question mark here is just how will touches be affected with Kamara and Ingram? How will they see split now that he's back? And the one thing that Kamara says here is that he doesn't really care if his touches get decreased. Here he is.
Obviously excited to be back. You know, being away from the team, it's not easy. But I was working and being with my family. And, I'm excited to be back with these guys.
Yeah, that's Ingram. He's excited to be back, obviously. And now here's Kamara talking about, hey, I don't really care if my touches get decreased.
I don't care. Mark back. We'll be back. We expect the same success, so. I mean, I'm happy that he's back. You know, he's been ready to be back. I've been talking to him, since he's been gone, and he's itching to get out there and do what he got to do. He still looks good. He still looks like Mark Ingram. I mean, I don't think he's changed at all.
No, he hadn't changed at all. I can tell you this, and here's the only thing that I would think coming into this is, okay, he's been running. He's been lifting weights. He's been stretching. He's been catching, you know, passes. He's been doing all that kind of stuff and trying to do all the kind of stuff that you can. But you can stay in great football shape, but not you can't be in real football shape until you actually get on the field. And anybody that's played the game knows what I'm talking about. You're still, there's a different level. There's a different intensity level that you just get gassed until you've actually been out there and are able to sort of play for a while and sort of get scuffed up and beat up a little bit and things that are happening. So until he gets to that point, you know, I don't think they're going to give him a huge load of carries that you'd see normally for him. And again, I don't know what kind of condition he showed up in. I'm sure that he showed up in the best condition he could possibly be in. I know that Mark Ingram does that. So I'm not worried about that. It's still the point of him taking live hits. That's the biggest thing I'm concerned about, and that's ball security. Because until you get hit and until you start getting the guys that are really hitting it and hitting at your full speed defensively, you don't have that ball security that you need to have and that sort of way to sort of to be able to protect that yet. So that's going to be the biggest fear I have at this point from both those guys. But the fact that Kamara is saying, hey, that look, he's a team player. There's no question about that. And he knows that, look, the more successful that 22 is in being Ingram, that the more successful he's going to be. So it's just different wrinkles and it's different guys that they utilize in those different situations. And I'm sure he's glad to have him back. It's going to give him a little bit of a blow at the same time. You know, it's going to throw a different wrinkle at the defense.
Let's go to the phone lines here at 504-260-1870. Slim, welcome into the program.
How you doing?
Hey, we're good, Slim.
What's up?
You said the Saints are going to make a Super Bowl. How you said the Saints going to the Super Bowl? What you think?
Super Bowl? Yeah, look, I like our odds. I said at the beginning of the year that I think that we've got as good a chance as we've had in a while, you know, for this, if this team stays healthy. And look, it's a rough schedule, you know, and tonight's one of those ones that you look at and say, man, at the end of the night, you know, you hope you're on the W side of this.
Well, I mean, if you think the Rams are the best team in this conference, it's not like they've skated by the last couple of weeks. They had a game that they struggled at home against Minnesota, and then on the road, they probably should have been beaten by Seattle yesterday. So this isn't an unbeatable Rams team.
And look, I've told you before, look at Cleveland, okay? Every team that they've played this year, it's been a dogfight with that team. You know, and to me, anytime you look at, I told you that this team is a good football team. They're just having a hard time putting it all together and winning, but they will, and they're beginning to start do that now. So, look, that's just case in point and I guess a good option to look at and say, look, this is something that's going to happen each and every week. You can't go out there and decide that, okay, we're a whole lot better than this team, you know, so we should skate on these guys. No, that's never going to happen in this league.
He's Steve Court. I'm Seth Dunlap. It's the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. Back after news on
less than 15 seconds to play. Clock running. Redskins have no timeouts remaining. Cousins retreats and he's hit from behind.
Fumble.
The ball comes free and it's covered up, I believe, by the Redskins, but inside the 45-yard line on the
game.
Final play of regulation.
That play sent it into overtime last year, and eventual Saints wins. Welcome back to the Acadian Windows Fans First Take on WWL. We're live out at Rouse's Market downtown, 701 Verone, just a couple of blocks away from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Rouse's Market, home of same-day grocery delivery. Check that out at rouses.com. This broadcast also brought to you by Mission Tortilla Chips in the original brown bag. Bring your authentic Mission restaurant experience. They also have tortilla strips, which are great for dipping in salsa or queso, layering just by themselves. I do that all the time myself. I love them for nachos, too. I really do. I do that all the time.
You make a whole dinner out of that stuff.
Yeah. Indeed. You know, Steve, one of my favorite things to do a few years once guys get into the league after the draft is look back and see what all the projections were for that player, good or bad, right or wrong. But look at what are some of the best guys in the business that are draft analysts, what they thought of players then and what they think of them now.
That's right? Always interesting. Yeah. Let's hear it. I want to see that because that's I want to see what they say.
One guy who was a big hit coming out of college, actually out of Florida, and this is interesting because LSU just played Florida this week, was Jordan Reed. So earlier this week, I sat down with one of the best draft analysts out there, Mike Dettillier, and talked to him about his draft day reflections.
Draft day reflections with Mike Dettillier, brought to you by Sports Medical Center of Thibodaux Regional, keeping you safely in the game. And we welcome on in Mike Dettillier. Mike, what's going on, man? How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you, Seth.
Well, let's take a look back at a player, and I guess this is relevant because, look, LSU just took on Florida a couple of days ago, still the reverberations of that game, and Jordan Reed, a part of that Florida program coming out of college and now a part of this Redskins offense, very important with Alex Smith in that short to medium range game. What did you see from Jordan Reed coming out of college, and where do you see him now, Mike?
Tremendous athlete, a guy that can make all the catches. He's a mismatch for anyone one-on-one downfield. Really smooth route runner, a guy that can – he just knows how to set you up and get that separation downfield. Does it in a great manner. There were two of them that year. The guy right ahead of him, Travis Kelce's pretty good at it too. The issue with Jordan has been he's been plagued by injuries throughout his NFL career. He's an all-pro tight end if he's healthy, and he's with a quarterback that loves the tight end position. Just remember Alex Smith, his days with San Francisco. Who was his tight end? Vernon Davis. Goes to Kansas City. Who was his tight end? Travis Kelce. Now he's got one in Jordan Reed. He is a matchup that the Saints are going to have a lot of problems with, along with Chris Thompson at running back. This year, 14 catches, 168 yards. Constant presence, though, and he's with the right guy to pump him the football. That's what Smith loves to do, that short intermediate game. So other than the injuries, it was a hit. You know, he fit exactly what I thought he would be coming out of college.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up Vernon Davis. I'm sure a lot of Saints fans listening right now are a little worried to hear that. Where does Reed rank among the NFL tight ends to you right now, Mike?
I would think, you know, he's in that group probably seventh, eighth best tight end if he's healthy. I mean, Seth, listen, he's a star player. I mean, at the highest level, the problem is just has not been able to stay healthy.
There's a lot of other SEC connections and really Louisiana connections in this game too, Mike. It's pretty incredible.
Man, good gracious. You know, when you look at the Saints roster, they have four guys from the SEC with Alex Anzalone, Mitchell Lavin, Taylor Stallworth, JT Gray, whoever you want to, if you think he's a defensive player, special teams, whatever. When you look at Washington, they have 12. I mean, Seb, that's unbelievable. It's almost like, you know, they're just hauling him in from the SEC. If it's Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Sean Deion Hamilton, Preston Smith, Pernell McPhee, Quentin Dunbar, Caleb Brantley, Ziggy Hood, Kenny Ladler, DJ Swearinger, DeShazer Everett. 12 players from the SEC just on defense. And look at the last two drafts. 2017, they picked Jonathan Allen, the defensive lineman from Alabama in round one, Ryan Anderson, the outside linebacker from Alabama in round two. This year, they picked Daron Payne, defensive end, Alabama in round one. Darius Guy, the halfback from LSU in round two, who's on injured reserve. And then when you look, you know, Danny Johnson, who I saw play in high school at East Feliciana, goes to Southern, has an unbelievable career there, was a late-round pick. He comes up. He made the 53-man squad from, you know, East Feliciana, Southern University. Fat Rob, Rob Kelly, the halfback from Tulane, from O'Perry Walker, who has split time at the running back position with Adrian Peterson and Chris Thompson there. Big, thickly built guy, runs great between the tackles, a tackle breaker. And another young man who's on injured reserve, Trey Quinn, who went to SMU but formerly of LSU, went to Barb High School in Lake Charles. Man, I don't know who's scouting for Washington, but I know one thing. They're sure spending a lot of time in the South.
Yeah, they are. Lots of SEC talent, lots of talent on this field today on Monday night. Draft Day Reflections with Mike Dettelier, brought to you again by the Sports Medical Center of Thibodaux Regional, keeping you safely in the game. Mike, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week on First Take.
Thank you, Seth.
I'm Seth Dunlap. We'll take a break here on the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. When we come back, Steve Court rejoins us as we get ready for the Saints on Monday Night Football right here on WWL.
And Josh Hall to the left side. Going to pitch it to Kamara. It's all on him, and he's in. Alvin Kamara runs for the pylon left side and dances into the end zone. What a rookie the Saints have found in this guy.
We are live here getting ready for Monday Night Football between New Orleans and Washington. Rouse's Market downtown at 701 Barone Street, blocks from the Dome. Rouse's Market, stock up with the freshest produce for your game day. Also brought to you by Mission Foods. Better for you produce and products makes it easy to enjoy delicious quesadillas, tacos, nachos, whatever your favorite dishes are, like mine. It's usually nachos with them, wraps, something like that. Thanks again to Mission. Thanks again to Rouse's. And Steve, it's Monday Night Football, man. It's always special. At least once a year, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You get this stage. You get this platform in primetime.
Look, it's the ones I remember playing were – I loved playing them when they got here, but it was miserable hanging around all day waiting for that to come out. I just was – you know, I was fit to be tied. I'm thinking I'd rather be up Sunday morning and after it than, you know, sort of get the day on its way. But, man, hanging around all day long Monday, you start getting tight. You start getting like – man, it just drives you crazy. It seems like the day drags and drags and drags.
Your schedule's because, all out of whack, right?
Well, your schedule, yeah, because you become sort of this this creature of habit to where you're really not, you know, you're so regimented in your time and what you do, and this has become a sort of a long, drawn-out process. But once it gets here, it's a lot of fun because it's excitement, and you realize that really sort of everybody and really, you know, the rest of the teams are watching you too. That's the exciting part about it.
Let's go to Tony in Australia on the phone. I think it's just Tony. It's Ernie on our call screen. Is this Tony?
Seth and Steve, how are you, boys?
Hey,
Tony, what's going on now?
Well, I've got the Goats jersey on.
All right.
I like it.
And I posted it on WWL Facebook page.
Yeah.
We're going to have a day out today.
Oh, excellent. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it, yep.
And with Mark Ingram and Kamara working together,
and
the running game's going to work. And a bit disappointed that Ginn's not playing, but never mind. We can still have the run game and the pass option happening.
Yeah, are you ready for this record tonight, Tony?
Beg your pardon?
Are you ready for Drew's record tonight? You know he's about to set the all-time passing record.
Yeah.
All right.
He's the goat.
Yeah,
and he will be the goat. And there is no doubt in this wide world that when he eventually retires, he will not be a first-round ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, he better be. He better be a first-round, first ballot Hall of Famer.
He's got all the records.
He's going to when it's all said and done, absolutely.
All right.
Tony, it's always good to hear your voice, man.
Good on your voice. And who's that going to beat them Saints? Not the Redskins, that's for sure.
There you go.
All right.
Tony in Australia.
Who that army down there, you know.
There you go. Let's go to Dave. He's got a question for you,
yeah.
Steve, about Alex Smith. Dave in Algiers, welcome to the Acadian Windows Fans First Take.
Hey, if I'm not mistaken, we've never beaten Alex Smith. So it's time to end this, whatever it is, a jinx, a curse. And I remember in that 49er game when he threw the touchdown pass to Vernon Davis, how he gloated, how he taunted the defender. I forgot who he was.
Look.
The guy who was down on his hands and knees in the end zone.
Yeah,
so it's time to end this.
Yeah,
beat
look,
Alex Smith.
I agree with you on that. Look, I don't know if you can. I don't think you need to give all the accolades to Alex Smith. That was a Greg Davis thing where you live by it and die by it. And he blitzed too often, won too many times, and they read it. And when they did, you know, Vernon Davis was wide open, and that was just the safety had a hard time catching him on that. So that was right. I got you on that, but I don't know if I would give all the accolades to Alex on that. I think that's going to the well one too many times.
Yeah, but there's no question he was an important part of that team. And I'll tell you this, you know, you and I have been talking off air about this, Steve. The quarterbacks who have killed the Saints the last couple of years are the highly accurate, highly efficient guys. That don't always work, especially when you're playing great defenses. But it has against the Saints, guys like Sam Bradford, guys obviously like Tom Brady, and now you got Alex Smith. I am worried about it. That's the one thing in this game that worries me.
The Sam Bradford experiment was a one-time deal where he played like Tom Brady that day, and I'm not really was that concerned about him. But look, Alex Smith is a guy that if you watch him year in, year out, when you used to watch him, you know, he's he's been a guy that really doesn't get – he doesn't get you beat. He doesn't make stupid mistakes to get you beat. And that's the most the one thing you look at, because a lot of times a quarterback will get you beat, but he doesn't do that. This guy, he just kind of quietly goes about his business, but yet he's still athletic enough that he can kind of get it done with his legs too. So, look, he's got some guys to throw it to, and Crowder, and look, Jordan Reed is really one of the better tight ends if he could ever stay healthy, in the league. You watch him, and he's a big time difference maker for them. And then he's got these backs that can certainly get it done. They've got a great stable of those. So, if they begin to sort of get kind of crazy with us, offensively, and kind of keep it, look, first down is paramount for us offensively for us this tonight. That's just one of those things where first down, we got to get it done, because it's going to be tough to convert on these guys.
Yep, and Alex Smith, accurate, efficient, like you just said, underrated. He's been above a 90 quarterback rating the past five seasons, and also above a 65% completion percentage this year. And remember, the Saints are allowing 75% completions from opposing quarterbacks this year. Worry time for me. He's Steve Court. I'm Seth Dunlap. We're live out at Rouse's Market at 701 Barone, and this is the Acadian Windows Fans First Take on WWL.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.